So, gospel today made me sick. Anybody else get sick from the gospel today? Well, maybe it didn't actually make me sick, but what it did was make me think about the times that I was sick. Sometimes it was just the sniffles. Sometimes it was a migraine. But sometimes it was something more than that. Something more serious. For example, I know that without fail, and now you'll know, that every year, right around Christmas, usually and hopefully right after, I get really sick. Like I did this past Christmas. It happens so frequently that I've figured out more or less how to handle it for the most part. Drink lots of orange juice. Get lots of sleep. That's all you can do when you get sick with a cold or the flu is lay down and drink lots of fluids. You'd be surprised at how many things in our lives can be cured with rest and fluids. But for some years, like this one, that wasn't enough. Sometimes, no matter what I do, no matter how much juice I drink or sleep I get, I can't shake that flu or cold or whatever it is. Sometimes, I need a little help. So what do you do when orange juice and bed rest fails? What do you do? Any ideas? Pills, hopefully the doctor first. Right? You go to the doctor, right, when you're sick? The doctor looks you over and then makes a recommendation on what you can do to get better. Sometimes it's just more rest and more juice. But sometimes it takes something a little more, like antibiotics, or even more serious. The hope is that the doctor knows what he or she is doing. And whatever we are prescribed will work and make us better. That's the hope. And what a joy when these little bits of paper bring miracles into our lives. These little pills that can cure the worst man cold that brings a grown man down to the shape of a baby. Yeah, man colds are just the worst. Natalie knows. These are the things that I was thinking about when I read the gospel this week. Getting sick and going to the doctor and hopefully getting better. It's not the most inspiring message at this point, so I understand. But when I sat down to think about what the gospel reading is saying to me, being sick was just the first thing that came to mind. And it's really no big surprise, because it's not a long passage, and one of the very first things that we hear about is Jesus and his disciples visiting Peter's sick mother-in-law. Later in the passage, we hear about Jesus meeting up with even more sick people. Of course I'm going to think about being sick. That's all it talks about. And of course, I'm going to think about how we go about making ourselves sick, making ourselves better. And the work of doctors, of healers in our world. But what is happening in the gospel reading is very different from the illnesses and the healings that we're used to. Sure, the passage opens with Peter's mother-in-law having a fever, and we all know how to deal with a fever. But it's not the illnesses that make this reading special. Rather, it's how those illnesses are dealt with. It's the healings. That's what this reading is really about, or at least it's the most amazing part of the reading. When Jesus is confronted by all these people who are sick, he didn't turn them away. He healed them. With a touch, with a word, he healed them. No appointments, no written prescription. Could you imagine going to the doctor and having that happen? Doctor says to you, well, what's the problem? What seems to be the problem? And you say, oh, my throat. My throat is sore. I've got a fever. I'm not feeling very good at all, doctor. What should I do? Doctor takes you by the hand, looks you deep in your eyes, and says, it's done. You're better. Have a good day. And then goes on to the next patient. You might have some serious questions about the state of your healthcare system if that's what happened. But they didn't have any grave concerns in the gospel reading today. No one questioned Christ and his supposedly magic hands. People simply accepted what was happening. When Christ touched the hand of Peter's mother-in-law, she rose and began to serve them. When people came from all around seeking healing, they got it. It's a kind of healing that we hear about all the time, but it's also the kind of healing that we have the hardest time believing. It's called faith healing. And Christ does a lot of it throughout the course of his ministry. But when we hear about, when you hear the words faith healing, we don't just think about Christ 2,000 years ago, do we? There are preachers today who claim to have the power to heal in the same way that Christ did, with a hand and with a word. People come from all around, just like they did in Christ's day, that they might be healed of their various ailments. How many people here truly believe that those preachers can do what they claim, that they can heal with a word, with their hands, just as Christ did? It seems pretty far-fetched. But if the power of the Holy Spirit worked through Christ, why not through faith healers of today? These are tough questions. They're made more difficult almost every time we read or hear a story of Christ's healing ministry. Sometimes he heals the blind with a little mud made out of his own spit. Sometimes, for those who cannot speak, he gives them a voice. A couple of times, he does the unbelievable and brings people back from the dead. All this he does with merely a word, merely a touch. These are stories that we either read about or hear as children or find out for the first time in messages like today. But they are also stories that we spend the most time trying to explain away. We say that, well, he didn't actually heal blind people. He gave those who were spiritually blind spiritual sight. So those who were spiritually blind, he healed. And it wasn't the people couldn't speak, but rather he gave them a message to proclaim. He gave them something to say. Oh, and that girl and that guy that he brought back to life, well, they weren't really dead. They were just spiritually dead. So Christ moved within them and brought new spiritual life. These are the things that we say. We go out of our way to replace miracle with metaphor. Because what's happening in these stories is not something that can be reasoned away. They require faith and the acknowledgement of mystery. And mystery, the unknown scares the crap out of us. Now don't misunderstand. I'm not here to tell you whether faith healers really work or not, so don't go running from here if you need to be healed. Or maybe do. But I'm also not here to tell you whether Christ really healed anyone or if they're just metaphors in the Bible. These are faith questions that only you can answer when you read it. I don't know myself. And to be honest, I'm not sure that that's the most important thing about this passage or about even modern faith healings. These things that we call faith healings or miracles are indeed miracles. Not just because the people walked away from the situations, ancient or modern, healed. But because they walked away from their experience of Christ, changed men and women, forever changed. When Christ walked into Peter's house and took his mother-in-law by the hand, her life was forever changed. Imagine the touch of Christ changing a woman's life. And similarly, every person who Christ touched was changed. Even the people who didn't really like the guy. And I don't just mean every person that Jesus physically touched either. I'm talking about every person whose son or daughter was healed by Christ. I'm talking about every person who heard Jesus preach. I'm talking about every person who welcomed one of his disciples into their homes and heard the good news. I'm talking about every person who that good news has been passed from day to day, from century to century. I'm talking about you folks, here today, right now. Each one of us is here because Christ has touched our lives at one point or another. This is what we have in common with one another and with the people in the scripture reading today. Maybe you grew up hearing the stories of Christ. Or maybe you came to faith later in life. Maybe you felt the presence of Christ in a time of great hardship. Or maybe you heard Christ call to you from the simplest moments of the everyday, calling you from the ordinary to the extraordinary. Take a moment in this place, in this time, and think of those times in your own life where Christ touched your life. Maybe He helped you out. Or maybe He just sat with you in the dirt to have a good cry. Think about those times now. These are powerful moments. These are moments that change our lives. These are moments that bring us together in this place. And it reminds me of a story that I heard this week. A man was very, very, very sick. He went to the doctor like anyone would. And the doctor looked him over and after a few tests was happy to prescribe medication that would help. But it wasn't anything that he could get at the store. It's something he had to get done at the hospital. It was special medication that had to be injected directly into the heart so that it could spread through the body quickly and effectively. That's what an encounter with Christ is like. Encounters with Christ in Scripture in our everyday. It's like a shock to the heart that spreads through our souls, healing as it goes. By the time we realize something's happened, we are changed people for having met the Christ in ourselves and the Christ in others. As we go forth into this week, let us be open to the Christ who enters our homes seeking to spread that healing message that we might offer it to others. Amen.